Hi, I'm Garrett Giles. You're listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment, Off the Clock. This year's 89th Academy Awards are coming up this Sunday. KBIA's Aaron McKinstry sat down with a local filmmaker and film professor to talk about this year's nominations.
Brian Maurer is a local filmmaker and professor of film studies at the University of Missouri Columbia. Brian has made films about the 2011 Joplin disaster tornado, a father reconnecting with his daughter after 20 years, and several mystery and horror films. Here's what he thought about this year's picks for the Oscars.
I'm happy to see quite a few films come through that I wouldn't necessarily think would have been picked, and I'm happy to see that they're there. Moonlight was one that I'm really excited to see what happens there. I do like that there's definitely a higher level of diversity this year.
You mentioned Moonlight. I saw Moonlight myself. I was blown away. I think it's been getting a lot of attention in some ways just because it shows a black man who is also gay. So you have this intersection of two different types of his identity that we don't often see on screen. So obviously we have that, but there's so much more that's really great about this film.
I think one of the things that makes that film so special is that it's not so much that it's a non-traditional film or that it approaches a non-traditional character. For me, as a moviegoer, setting aside my filmmaking aspect, I'm always going to default to a good story and a good performance. And I have to hand it to the cast and the writer that they crafted such a strong story with such I don't want to call it a unique character. It's a unique character inside the industry and inside the, when we go to the theaters and we see these characters, it's unique. Is this a unique situation? No, there are plenty of gay men in the United States, and we need to see these kinds of stories.
As you've been saying, there's been a better representation of people of color, it seems, almost than ever before. I mean, Best Director, film with an all-black cast, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. Do you feel like this is an actual shift in the culture of Hollywood, or do you think that it's sort of just a reaction to what happened last year, and that after this year, we might go back to not seeing so much diversity in nominees?
What I hope is not necessarily what is true. I certainly hope it's a shift, but do I believe it's a shift? No, I don't think it's a shift. To have a major shift, you have to convince the production houses, ultimately the people who are making these films, what to produce and what to get out there. And the interesting thing is that's not motivated necessarily by the studios themselves. It's motivated by the people who go watch the movies. So, you know, the culture of the country as a whole needs to change so that the industry can change, because the industry is only going to chase the money.
Is there another film that's been nominated in some capacity that really sticks out to you?
No, I think that this year has actually done a pretty good job of nominating across the board. I feel like by spreading out those nominations, we have a higher chance of being exposed to different cultures, different stories, different people working in the industry. So there's nothing that really sticks out to me as this was the tremendous front runner, and I like that. I really don't like when there's an obvious winner.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That was Brian Maurer, a local filmmaker and professor of film studies at the University of Missouri, talking with KBIA's Aaron McKinstry. I'm Garrett Giles, and this has been KBIA's Off the Clock segment.